In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go. Today's community question is, how do we frame the anti-racism topic in a way that is aspirational and hopeful? Now, this is an interesting question. And I believe that there's some different layers that I'm going to unpack. This question actually came from a person of color, not a white person. And so I think that this question came just because of the general fatigue that comes from being on an anti-racism journey, which really is your whole life. The fatigue of dealing with racism in different environments and having these experiences consistently, managing microaggressions and biases and ignorance and all these things. And it just gets so laborious and draining and disheartening and angering. I mean, all of the emotions, all the negative emotions come up as we navigate through these different spaces. And that's just your own experiences, let alone the experiences of others around you. And not to mention the things, the crazy things that are happening in the world as well that just exacerbate this sometimes feeling of hopelessness that you can have when you think about how are we going to change the hearts and minds of people to stop hurting each other and to stop discriminating based on things like race or gender or gender identity or all of these different, all the isms, right? All of the isms out there, it starts to just become really overwhelming. And so I think that this question comes from a space of that. But what I love about the question really is this idea of framing this work and this road and this journey in an aspirational and hopeful way. And for me, it's really easy to do that because what are we trying to create? We are trying to create a world where there is more equity, where there is more inclusion, where there is more representation. We're trying to create a world where people can be their true and authentic selves and thrive. We're trying to create a world where people have access to opportunity and resources so that they can create a life that they love for themselves and their families. That is the vision for the anti-racism work. That is the vision for crushing and destroying all of the isms so that we can all live in peace as free people who are fully expressed. And I find that extremely aspirational and extremely hopeful. What does the road to that look like? Well, it is a road that is paved, is unpaved, is gravelly, has potholes and ditches and bridges and people lending a helping hand. It is that road is really all of the things that exist within the human experience. And one of the things that is most encouraging to me is the idea that we actually don't have to convince the people who want to be racist, who want to oppress others to join us in this cause, because I believe that there are enough people who think the opposite, who are all about a world where we can all be free and thrive and have full access to opportunity and resources to build that happy life. There are so many of us out there that if we were all to join forces, it would create a momentum such that everyone else would just get drug along. That's kind of how I've always looked at diversity, equity, and inclusion. When I was in corporate America, I was like, well, the momentum that we're creating is going to drag all the naysayers and the dissenters along with us, and they will have no choice but to be included, be inclusive, and to thrive along with us as well as we change the face of this organization. And so broadening that to changing the way that the world works, that the way the world looks, how we interact, You know, racism and all the other isms really are fundamentally about a disconnection between people. And in our heart of hearts, not even our heart of hearts, like the very top level of our heart, we just want to be connected. We want harmony and we want peace. And so it's not a hard sell to a lot of people. It makes sense. It resonates with them. It's something that they would easily raise their hand to say, yes, I want to help. And I believe, again, that there are so many people out there, especially after the racial awakening of 2020, that want to do what they can, want to do their part to make a difference in creating a more just, a more equitable, and a more happy world, right? So thinking about how difficult it is, yes, these are some of the realities, but thinking about the vision for the future that we're trying to create, I find that very hopeful. I find that very aspirational. And I have a deep knowing that it's not only possible, but probable that working together, we can create that world, and we can reach that shared vision. Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.